here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Yes.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
Okay, so where do men meet women these days?
Online.
Correct. But where do you think? Older men.
Is it Facebook?
Could be.
WhatsApp?
Could be. It could be. Well, I was scrounging around and I needed to call this man because he left an ad on Gumtree. Now, he doesn't leave his age, but he's quite specific with what age he's looking for. But just judging by the wording of the advert, you can tell he's an older gentleman.
A senior citizen. So what does he want?
Gumtree, you can pick up a lot of old things there.
Yes, you can. There's a lot of antiques.
A lot of antiques.
Pre-loved, I believe is the word.
One owner.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny, I was on Gumtree because I was looking for an antique record player. And then, you know, you get deep in it and then you... Oh, let me call this guy.
Oh, boy.
So, the ad reads... Now, just look at the wording. All right, listen to the wording. Mature man looking for a female companion.
Yeah, he's old.
This is... Yeah, this is not a guy who's like on Tinder.
No.
Sending pics straight away.
No.
Okay, so mature man looking for female companion. Doesn't say mature female companion. Female companion. Then he specifies age between 30 and 40.
He knows what he wants.
Must be fun loving and sweet.
Oh, he's making demands.
But now this is where he gets dirty. But dirty in a mature way.
Okay.
And wouldn't mind a few fun and games in the bedroom too.
No. That's part of the ad. No, he wrote that.
That's him. That's him saying what he wants, but in a very mature way. Yeah. He's not putting DTF there, you know what I mean? Okay, so I thought, let me just call this man.
Oh, no.
Let me just see what he's all about.
Oh, no, I'm not ready.
All right. But now I'm going in as the woman.
As, yes.
As his dream woman.
I assume so.
All right.
Oh, no, man.
As you hear my voice on air, that's what he's hearing.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm responding to your advert in the Gumtree.
Yes?
You're looking for a companion.
Yes.
I'm available.
Are you a guy?
No.
No?
No.
I'm looking for a girl.
Yes, I'm a girl.
Are you a girl?
Yes, I am.
You don't sound like a girl.
Yeah, everybody says that over the phone.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I had an operation on my larynx 7 years ago because I used to smoke Lexington quite heavily and I had an operation, so my that's why my voice has come out a bit rougher.
Okay, thanks for your time, bye.
Are you not interested?
Hello?
Sorry, we seem to have lost signal there.
Yeah, I'm not interested, sorry.
I'll give you a description of me. Don't be put off by my voice, I promise you.
Okay.
I'm a competitive eater. I weigh 219 kilograms. That was just this morning. I weigh... I'm housebound, but I'm house proud too.
Oh, no.
I've got 1 size 6 foot, 1 size 5 foot from something that happened back in the day. Eyes squint. Yeah, I'm just a catch, an all-round catch, hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
Oh, and regarding the fun and games in the bed, I've got 30 seconds, Monopoly, and Pictionary.
No, thanks, I'm fine.
and then he blocked me.
Oh no!
Can't imagine why. I mean, you put out an ad in Gumtree, sir.
But
now you want to reject calls like this.
No, exactly. Okay. He's very clear with what he wants. But no clues about him. He's probably punching well above his weight category.
What I'm curious to know is, what in your past left you with one foot bigger than the other?
How is that even possible? Yeah.
Well, you see, your parents... You know, you get some things from one and some from the other.
Yeah.
And I happen to get my left shoe size from my mom and my right shoe size from my dad.
Shopping for shoes must be a nightmare.
It happens every now and then.
Absolute nightmare.
You know, it is, Sibs. It is.
And if he was a nice man, he would have asked these questions. Yes. Getting to know you.
He really didn't care.
He didn't care.
He was just worried about fun and games in the bedroom. That's, you know, you see how men get themselves into trouble.